Let's give a quote. I see you're killing my joke. I was gonna say it doesn't matter what we talk about. David's gonna find something to complain about. I guarantee you.
It's my weekly segment. I gotta like stand out somehow.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Welcome to David's depressing corner. Yep, you can call me Downer David. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Wait, so did we make a decision? What are we talking about?
Halloween.
Whose show is this?
Pocknock News.
We need to get it together, whoever the host of the show is, and really get a good schedule going on.
Oh, shit. Out of Hawaiian Punch. Damn it.
And on that note, I guess we'll start the show. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
David.
I'm Sam.
Sam's back!
Yeah!
Oh, damn.
Halloween's in the house!
That's right.
Get that happy.
I said we're cooking off. I meant to say kicking off.
We're spooking off.
Oh. Ooh, spooking off. It's a spook off.
It's a spook fest.
Spooktacular.
I hope you can't hear you guys echo like when the episode's up. I apologize.
It's not that bad.
Spooktober?
No, that was it. Back in. Ooh, it's really bad now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Right.
Okay, I'll be back.
What are you doing?
She left.
She did see that I started recording already, right?
I don't think she did.
Couldn't have handled the situation beforehand. Oh, hey, she's back. Nope, weren't saying nothing about you.
So rude.
It's okay. She'll hear it on the fucking podcast.
God dang it, guys.
You know nobody listens. Come on now.
You know it's only us.
You guys have been doing good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Thanks, Sam. Of course. Sam, what has been up lately, man? You have been the traveling woman.
I mean, it's slow.
Woman.
It slowed down a little bit, but since the last time we talked to you, you've seen some places. You've gone somewheres.
Have I? I feel like it's just been Salem that I've visited.
Oh, yeah. Well, you posted like 20,000 pictures, so it felt like you're in a lot of different places of Salem.
But it's only like the same block of Salem, pretty much.
Because that's what it is. I mean, it's pretty much like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think Salem is a certain way, but when you go there, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know it was going to be like this. But it pretty much is like, there's Salem, but then there's like the middle of Salem that is fun, that I like to go to anyway.
What? So this is not your first time you went to Salem, right?
No, I've been twice so far this year, and then I'm hoping to go here in the next few weeks again for Halloween season.
Why so many times?
Okay, you know what? Why are you giving me the third degree?
It was a simple question, is what was I heard?
I was deciding if I wanted to add that to my road trip next year. That's why.
You should.
In case you were wondering.
You should. I think the kids would love it.
I'm sure.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scoping it out to see if that's a place I would want to live.
Really?
Maybe.
That's awesome.
What happened in Texas? I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, you know what? I freaking would move to Texas. I seriously would, and it's still in the back of my head, but it's just so freaking hot there.
Yeah.
It is.
There was a video that reminded me of you the other day, because it was like, oh, yeah, like she got up and it was like first day of fall. She fixed her hair, made her cup of coffee, put on her scarf, and she walked outside. And the neighbors are like watering the yard, all sweating and everything. And it was like fall in the South. And I was like, that would be Sam. She'd be like, this ain't right. Like,
no, it's not right.
It's October. I could bust out the denim jacket.
No,
nope. Yeah. That's what I think closet. Is so crazy, because she's always rocking it. Like, she's always rocking the jacket. She's always in the cold weather. And I'm over here like, I'm rocking the jacket, but I'm sweating my ass off while I'm doing it. Like,
yep. No, I feel that pain, Homer. I'm like, look, this is just a fashion statement. I'm really dying on the inside.
Aren't you hot? Do you not see my brow right now? It's water. Okay.
Something that you guys get used to eventually, or no?
No.
No. I was going to say you never fully get used to it. You still wake up and go, God damn it. Yeah.
No, no. You get used to it, but, like, you never get used to, like, that July, August heat. No.
Yeah. Oh, because that's always
good. July, August heat. You're like, oh, my God. What is this death? Why do I live here?
I mean,
what am I doing with my life?
I mean, I think you have to define getting used to, because I would say I'm used to the weather here in Texas, living here my whole life, but doesn't mean I like it. And yeah, I don't like being outside.
Well, and I mean,
well, that's
I guess
what I took as used to it. Like, did you acclimate to it? Like, people up north where you see them, like, shoveling snow in their shorts, they're like, oh, it's not even that cold today. Only got down into the 20s. You're almost.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
It's a breeze to them.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, I truly believe in global warming. Like, no joke.
Oh, because
I remember being in fifth grade, Thanksgiving. And I remember being outside, like, building something in my fucking backyard with all my family there. And I remember being...
The most intense part of this conversation right now is, y'all can't see it, but David's face is so stone cold serious right now. Like, I cannot even take seriously how serious his face is telling the story about global warming on a whim.
I just remember it being cold. I remember being cold as fuck on Thanksgiving and Halloween, on Halloween night and Thanksgiving. I remember it being, like, freaking cold, where I had to wear, like, big-ass jackets over my costume. I had to wear long johns under my costume. And now, I think it's been, like, several years, like maybe, like, 4 or 5 years, where every Halloween, Thanksgiving, and even Christmas Day is, like, go outside. You can go outside in shorts. No big deal. Yeah. It's crazy. It sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh, I remember when I was a kid, Halloween, just like you said, it was really cold. It was, like, icy and snowy, where a lot of times we had a trick-or-treat in someone's house. Like, go to each bedroom and be like, trick-or-treat, because it was so miserable.
For throwing it in our face.
Yeah, okay. But, hey, okay, as David was saying, I watched a video the other day, and it's, like, on conspiracy theories, and they do a lot of, like, all sorts of stuff. But they were talking about, I guess, the Earth is only 4 degrees away from burning. Have you guys heard that? Like, us going up in flames.
You know what I think is funny? I think we're already, Texas is already at that 4 degree temp.
That's burning right now, as we speak.
Like, I think we're already used to that, you know?
Well, you know what they're actually saying? I read another article the other day, like 3 days ago, where Arizona, I mean, if the climate changes continue the way they have historically, that in 20 years, Arizona, like the Phoenix, Tempe area, will not be habitable. Like, you will not be able to live there at all, period.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
I hope nobody listens to our podcast to, like, escape reality or, like, have a good time or anything.
I know. They're like, I'm having a great time here in Arizona. Did you hear that podcast yesterday? Let's get the hell out of here.
Is this pocket knife news?
You heard it.
Conspiracy theories at midnight.
No. Yeah, you heard it first from Pocket Knife News.
The real horror stories.
For more information,
please contact your local government. not a squeaky toy. God damn it, dogs. I mean, I love these dogs. What? Sam.
Yes.
Your decorations are fucking off the chain this year. How's that going for you?
Okay, well, you just have crushed my heart because I feel like they're not, so thanks for that.
No, first of all, why would that crush your heart? I feel like that would inflate your heart.
Well, because I feel like that's not true.
Well, also, too, you remember, I only see you through the eyes of Instagram filters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the process of putting stuff up, even though I had stuff up, like, all year, but I kind of want to do a little bit more because people are like, let me see your apartment. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
that makes sense. I'm pretty proud of our interior. Our exterior needs to get finished up. We only got the lights lining the walkway right now. Okay. But we got a lot of, like, home decor for Christmas last year, and I don't know why the fuck we also got home decor. Our anniversary, maybe? I don't fucking know. But anyway, so, like, we have, like, actual things, like, fixtures in our house now. Like, we have a big mirror with, like, shelves next to it, so it was like really fun. We, like, swapped out. I'm looking around my living room right now trying to explain this. Like, we swapped out a lot of, like, the everyday stuff for, like, something Halloween related.
I like that.
And it's just, like, I like it. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having. Since I've moved, I don't want to, like, put a lot of holes in the wall, and I don't really have a lot of furniture, like a lot of shelves. So there's really nowhere to put it.
My wife decided she wanted to start collecting skulls this year.
My wife.
Which, I mean, she's been collecting skulls her entire life.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But she's like, no, I want to have like a skull display this year. So currently, let's see if I can count them from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, there's 10 skulls on our entertainment center underneath three pumpkins. Yep. One of our best. Yeah, dude, she loves it, man. One of the best finds that she got last year, it was at a garage sale post-Halloween, or maybe it was right around Halloween. She found, like, one of those vintage ceramic pumpkin lights.
Yeah.
And it's probably my favorite decoration in the house.
Nice.
It's super dope.
I was going to say I'm proud of you because you've been showing, like, a lot of Halloween where I'm like, I need to step up my game.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of pumpkin spice going on around here since, like, September.
That's great. That makes me very proud.
Yeah, yeah. Been targeting it up. The good old Target.
Good old Target.
Target, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you're feeling a little bougie, as I drink my Busch Light.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No.
Well, wait, bro. Take a moment in silence and, like, dedicate that to Phil.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. That's not silent, Homer.
That is really, I think that's the loudest I've ever noticed that.
That's hilarious. Because I was like, I was like, that shouldn't be too loud.
You were like, they're not even going to know.
Everybody's so we have no like, idea what we were going to talk about on the show today. Obviously, we should have had some kind of agenda to avoid that global warming debacle.
So that's what I was going to say. What, you know that, what's those, oh my God. You like the Frankenstein one or the blueberry one, the cereal?
Yeah.
The Frankenberry. You know, I think somebody posted that they made them into a Pop-Tarts.
Really?
I haven't seen a Pop-Tart. I've seen the cereal bars. Like, it's like a Nutri-Grain bar or something like that. But it's basically just marshmallows melting together to hold that cereal together. I have seen that.
Oh, is that all it is?
I haven't committed to purchasing any yet. I've been on a pretending like I eat better trip lately. So my current cereal of choice is the pumpkin spice mini wheats. Because the nutritional facts are hella low. There's like very low sugar, carbs, all that fun shit.
The one that's good is the pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Those are good.
Are they?
They're very good. But believe it or not, the mini wheats beat it out on the nutritional facts. It's lower everything on the Cheerios. I couldn't believe it either. That's why I've committed.
I feel like Cheerios are really healthy. Like they're good, you know?
That's why I was so taken aback when I was reading this. I was like, this is some bullshit right here.
Yeah.
They're all processed cereals.
Here we go.
Oh, geez. Sorry, we don't.
Every time you eat a box of that cereal,
okay.
I eat like shit too.
Every time you eat a box of that cereal, global warming happens a little more.
We're talking about nutrition.
Coming from the guy who just had a bowl of ramen.
Hey, I'm telling you, I eat like shit. I do.
You want to talk about processed?
I'm
gonna get you some pumpkin spice for your next bowl of ramen,
dude. I've never tasted anything pumpkin spice.
I already was judging David because I was just thinking. I was like, if I ask them about spiced pumpkin spice, David's gonna be like, nope, never.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Never had a desire to.
Not even try it.
No. Well, I've never really been. I've never been in a situation where I was like, you know what, I'm going to go try it, just go try it. Like, no, I've never been there at Starbucks. Let me try a pumpkin spice latte. Or wasn't Starbucks the first company to do pumpkin spice anything?
Conspiracy.
That sounds
awesome. That is a conspiracy theory right there.
That doesn't sound true. Pretty sure pumpkins are a plant. Pretty sure pumpkins existed before Starbucks.
I'm talking about the pumpkin spice flavor that made it popular.
Like pumpkin pies were never around before Starbucks.
Boom. I've dropping knowledge pumpkin, bombs right
I've
now.
Never eaten pumpkin, I've never eaten pumpkin pie.
What? Oh my god.
How do I eject?
Who are you right now? Who said I bring a, was hey, a good I, idea to this?
I bring a unique flavor to everything, so or
it's not a flavor, that's black thereof flavors.
Black thereof.
I was gonna say.
I got a great text today. I felt like a real pumpkin spice hero today. Yeah. A friend of mine texts me and says, "Hey, as we all know, I'm the advocate for the Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice coffee. If you ask me where do you get pumpkin spice coffee, it's from Dunkin' Donuts. No questions asked, right?" So I got a text today. My friend goes, "Hey, I got my girlfriend the pumpkin spice coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and she loved it." I was like, "Man, I've been preaching that for over a year now, that's where it's at." And he goes, "Yeah, and she's an avid Starbucks lover, and we've been back 3 times today to get that." That's I was like, insane. That's pretty intense. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe he got that coffee for yesterday and they were getting back to it today, because 3 times in 1 day seems kind of ridiculous. That being said, I was pretty proud of myself.
I believe Aaron would like go to get like 3 times a day. I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably do like 2 times a day. But, okay, so I don't know if you remember, but last year when we did a Halloween October episode, I had told you guys that I actually didn't like the pumpkin spice. Because I ordered it iced, and then I think, I don't know, I had something substituted in it.
Yeah, like if you have it iced, no.
It's horrible. So I finally had it.
Wait, hold on. From the Dunkin' Donuts?
This was from Starbucks.
Okay. Because I love the iced pumpkin. I just get the iced Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I don't even get nothing else. So just give me like 5 pumps of pumpkin in there.
Yeah. Well, so okay. I tried it this year from Starbucks, and I really liked it warm. But then, like, when I've gone to Salem, like, Massachusetts, all they have, they have Starbucks there, but it's, like, Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. It's insane. So then I would drink Dunkin' Donuts. And I don't really like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but I will try their pumpkin spice just to see what you're talking about.
The pumpkin spice for it. And I will push for the iced pumpkin spice coffee from the DD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I will, yeah. I think I might even like it more than the hot pumpkin spice. Not gonna lie.
But if you gotta try,
I'd probably go ice because I live in fucking South Texas and it's gonna be like 89 degrees on Halloween.
Like, wanna dip your fingers in it to cool down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Then you get sweaty flavor pumpkin.
Oh my god, that's like me right there.
just a little bit of sodium dropped in there. That's all. A little extra gram of sodium. Come on, baby.
Wait, okay, not to change the topic, but I wanted to ask you guys, so have you seen the new It film?
Oh my god.
I guess she doesn't listen to the podcast.
This is how we know.
Did she not hear
listen to any of the last 10 podcasts?
Did she not hear the episode?
Last few weeks, so don't. Okay. Have you guys watched any of my videos? Thank you.
Yes. I literally liked the most recent one yesterday.
Listen.
You know what, and that's what I think is
so cool. You know what, Sam? I think that's so cool that fans like send you stuff, but I don't watch your videos.
that was a really good episode too. I think it's one of my favorites.
It is actually a really good episode. But yes, we have seen it.
Yeah, Sam's great.
Like, I hate you guys.
Guys, I hate you. I really saw
why the fuck I said I'm coming.
You know, no, I knew I was gonna get this kind of shit. I knew, and I even was like, "Hey, I'm gonna ask them about it, and you need to make sure to tell them." I haven't listened to any like recent episodes, so don't fucking shoot me, okay?
All right.
Yes, we saw it.
That means that she doesn't know about my big sin, Aaron.
Well, I don't know why you would continuously tell people this, because I'm gonna just have to make you watch this movie. You realize that, right?
I know.
I think that's going to be.
He hasn't seen a Christmas movie.
What?
He hasn't seen a Halloween movie either. And this is the same movie.
Okay, so what brings you joy in your life? Because if you haven't seen a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie, like, how are you still alive?
No, he hasn't seen a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is happening here?
You know they talk about movies on the phone.
Love Actually.
There's only like one other genre of movie he can watch.
There's rom-com.
I love movies. I just, yeah, I never saw it.
I've never seen A Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's like I told y'all, when it first came out, I wasn't allowed to watch it, and I just never had a desire to watch it when I was old enough to.
Great. A commentary episode coming soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to do.
Did you like it, though?
I did. I loved it. I've seen it three times, I think. Two or three. I can't even remember.
Oh, dang. Nice.
Yep.
I haven't seen it two or three times, but I have seen it once, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Okay.
Favorite part was the beginning. Kitch Georgie rips his arm off. Ah.
Okay, so like the CGI kind of threw me off, but I wasn't expecting for them to show that. I was like, okay, I'm interested.
Really excited.
Are you gonna plug that in anytime soon, David?
Plug what in? What? This?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because you're just clicking away.
I was getting ready to
text Homer, like, damn, you're like jamming those buttons. And then you stopped and I saw it in your hand. I was like, that motherfucker. That's what that is. He's opening and closing that damn thing.
Oh my god.
I should have recognized it from an mile away because I do that shit at work all the time.
I need to get one of the little fidget cubes.
Oh yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see who they cast as the adults.
Mm-hmm.
The Adult Loser Club. They got an official release date. I know we didn't talk about that because it was
after
our last podcast.
Yeah, 2019. Is it September 2nd?
Yeah, September.
Smart to get the same release date that they had now. Let's go. Let's do it. Dream casting for the adults in the movie. Who you got?
Ryan Gosling.
I'm like, I don't.
Bridges. Norman Reedus.
Christina Ricci.
First, your ages are all over the place.
Harrison Ford. Betty White. Hold on, I'm not done. I'm Betty White.
Senior citizen.
I aged really hardcore while I was gone out of the town.
Homer, it two, not it four.
Aaron, but you know what they were? I forget which character they were talking about they should cast. But wouldn't it be crazy if they casted Seth Green?
He said that he would be interested in doing
because
it.
Because he was in the original one, right? He was in the original miniseries.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be
pretty
funny.
He
was one of the kids, yeah.
Yeah, Richie.
Yep, that's the one. All right. So they the kids did like a celebrity casting thing, and I actually thought they were pretty fucking spot on. So for Richie, they got Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
I love that.
I'm not a big Bill Hader fan.
I am, but I don't know why I'm not crazy about that.
All right. So who you got for Richie then?
I don't know.
No, that's a tough one, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't know who to cast, so y'all need to leave me out of this one. Like I said, I already gave y'all my list. If y'all don't like it,
All right. Mike Hanlon as... Chadwick Boseman for Mike Hanlon. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, same.
I like Chadwick Boseman.
I don't know who that is. By his
Chadwick
name.
Boseman. He's a Black Panther. 42. Okay.
I like that.
Jackie Robinson. This one's probably... Oh, no, this isn't actually who I thought this was. For Beverly March, they got Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, I love that.
I actually think Bryce Dallas Howard would be good for her role too.
Yeah. Someone said Jennifer Lawrence. I'm like, please stop.
Oh no. Oh, kind of sick of seeing her.
Didn't we talk about that one day?
Did you guys talk about
Jennifer? The what?
Her new movie. I can't even think of what
Mother.
It's Mother. Mother. No, it has an exclamation point. Mother.
Mother.
I want to see it just because of all the how I think it's so interesting when critics rate a movie higher than the average audience does.
Yeah.
And that makes me want to go see a movie.
See, my friend saw it and he was like, he goes, it's a great movie. It was filmed awesome, but there's too many messages that he's trying to like come across and you're like confused. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? 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 And then by the time it ends, you're like, okay, I think I know what he was saying, but I'm still lost. Yeah. Like, but he said it was a good movie. That doesn't sound like a very good movie to me. He was like, it was good, but he goes, it wasn't like I wanted to pay money for it. Like, he was pretty much on that, if I knew what I know now, I would have Redboxed the shit.
But you know what?
Yeah, I'm going to totally Redbox the hell out of
it. Darren Aronofsky, right? Yeah. All these movies are real confusing. All of them. I don't think I've made it through a whole movie without falling asleep. Let me see.
What else is in his queue?
Requiem for a Dream. I remember watching that, and I got through about three-fourths of it. The Fountain. Homer, you remember seeing that with me?
I remember The Fountain. I don't remember if it was with you or not, but I remember it.
We went to a screening for it, and that movie was so fucking long, and it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either. It's fucking weird. I remember that movie being really, really freaking weird with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
The Wrestler. I did see The Wrestler. I liked The Wrestler. The
Wrestler was good.
Oh, yeah. The Wrestler, Black Swan, The Fighter. Those are some top-notch films there. And then it gets kind of weird. Noah. A lot of people like Noah, though. I haven't seen it. Oh, Jackie. I didn't see Jackie. Anyways, the last two casting for these kids. The last two I actually think are really good. Ben Hanscom. Chris Pratt for him.
I don't like that.
Dude, I love that because Chris Pratt used to actually be that size. And then in the book and in the story, he grows up and he's like all fit. That's like an
super
actual
handsome.
That's like an actual Chris Pratt story. That's like Chris Pratt's real life.
But I mean, do you guys like when they put like A-list actors in movies like that?
Sure. I think they did good with the people that were barely known. That Stranger Things kid. And
that's what I like, yeah. You know?
It was cool, but it was for like the kid roles, but not for adults. You don't want to get indie freaking 40-year-old actors to play a big role when you have a
ageist. Hello.
I'm just saying.
What if I'm a 40-year-old trying to get the job, David?
Heartless, David.
I'm just saying
Betty White has a chance, okay.
Yeah, I guess
Betty White as Beverly. There you go.
But Betty White has been around since she was really young too, so I guess my issue with it, I guess it's the businessman in me. It's the businessman in me thinking, you know, because they have this. Well, obviously they have this super huge franchise, super hugely successful franchise.
I didn't know that was on your resume.
I just think it's. I think it's. I think it's a good idea. I don't think it'd be a good idea not to have at least a few A-listers. And honestly, some of those aren't even really A-listers. I mean, Chadwick Boseman. He's been in a lot of good movies, but I wouldn't.
But he's not an A-lister. I would not consider Chadwick Boseman A-lister at all, which is why I think he'd be a good fit. Yeah. You're gonna definitely not agree with this last one though. For Bill Denborough, Christian Bale.
No.
Hey, what? Christian.
He's too old.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, Christian Bale's too old.
No, like, no, as in I wouldn't cast him.
Oh, no.
I'm out for Christian Bale, too.
No, that wouldn't make any sense.
No. Mm-mm. I'm not a big fan of that one. I love the Chris Pratt one, though, and the Chadwick Boseman.
Okay, those two also.
Yep. I love Chris Pratt.
Just bring Keanu Reeves, and then he could John Wick the Pennywise's ass.
God. First of all, do not be talking crap about Keanu.
I'm not talking crap. I was making a joke. I was making a joke about how he's awesome as John Wick.
I watched To the Bone a couple weeks ago. Oh, my God. There was some tough times not crying through that movie, let me tell you. Good old Keanu had my back. I was like, you good Dr. Keanu.
It's all about the Lake House, bro. Oh,
I'm not trying to watch the Lake House, bro.
You like Chris Pratt? Are you sad about him and his wife getting a divorce?
I am sad for anybody that has to go through a divorce.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
From a actor perspective, though, I'm not an Anna Faris fan at all, so I really don't care.
He's like, I really don't give a damn.
You're like, no. She deserves it.
No, no, not at all.
No.
It's a terrible thing that they have to go through, and they have kids too, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, like, I have no emotional tie to Anna Faris. Like,
yeah.
She hasn't been anything groundbreaking other than Scary Movie, and I wouldn't even call that groundbreaking.
Well, I just I don't care for her at all, really.
Didn't you like that House Bunny movie, Dave?
Of course.
House Bunny!
Had freaking playmates in that movie.
Horrible.
It is horrible, but it's like a good, like, laundry.
Didn't have what's her face in it too?
No, Mean Girls wins every time for laundry.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, for laundry? Excuse me? Excuse me.
Here we go.
It's the perfect background movie.
Here we go.
On October 30th.
One of my favorite things I had seen so far, like for Halloween merchandise. I don't know how to pronounce the brand's name. It's what? Like, of course, Instagram won't fucking load now. It's like KMXCO.
Oh, yeah. Yep, their pillows.
Yeah, and the little buttons they have that it's like the Halloween. It's just using those Mean Girl quotes in the Halloween context. So she doesn't even go here in the gravestone. It's the ghost holding a sign that says, "Boo you, whore."
All hardcore.
You know what one of my favorite Halloween pieces are? That Halloween happy pin.
Hey!
The Halloween happy pin is gangsta. I never saw mine come through the mail.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to order more, then you'll get one, okay?
Okay, perfect.
I love it that I got ignored again. This is like the third time I've said that.
What?
I've just gotten passed up. Where I was like, I didn't receive mine. And Aaron was like, I didn't receive mine during the mail. Okay, Aaron, I'm going to send you one. Okay.
You know, you haven't even looked me in my eyes once.
Dead on right there, girl. Dead on, hold on. Dang.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
Y'all just look at me dead in the eye right now.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. But yes, obviously you'll get one today.
I'm still debating on which one I like the best.
The orange, for sure, bro.
See, I like the orange. Well, I like the orange and black, of course. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like the white stands out a little more, but that might just.
And it's fine in orange and black. So boo you. It's orange and purple or orange and white.
My bad. I was thinking orange or purple.
Yeah.
Hi. I feel like she's
being. Hi. Well, come on. She didn't say words.
Words. Words. God. That's it. That's what, dead air right there.
Aaron's dead.
He's muted. He's muted right
guys,
now.
Guys, it really looks like I put oil on my face. Like that's how bad. That's how hot I am right now.
Do you really not have central air?
I don't know what that is. Is that like my AC?
Yeah.
No, I turned my AC off. I'm not using my air conditioner in the month of October.
See, for her, that's...
But you're hot. Why would you not turn your AC on? Because
I have my windows open, but if I'm sitting in front of... I'm sitting in front of two computer screens, so it's really hot, and I closed my window so you guys couldn't hear.
I'm all fancy over here, and you're in front of your two computer screens.
Fancy, huh?
That's not what I freaking meant.
I'm just going to subtly drop... I'm dual monitoring right here during this show right now.
My computer has dual monitors.
The mic is better.
Doing some research.
David, your monitor and your TV does not consider dual monitors.
No. No, I have. I hardly ever use my computer, but I have dual monitors on my computer.
I have my dual monitors at work.
Okay, well.
The place that never called me.
I have three monitors, the two computer screens, and myself.
What is that case on your cell phone?
This one is like a little potion bottle that says poison with a little.
That's pretty rowdy.
Crossbones.
That's good.
I have a cat one that flips people off. So if like people are mean to me or they get on my nerves, I put it up like that. And I'm like, for you.
I like that bottle case.
So. If you want to go see a scary movie in theaters, go see it. If you want to watch a scary... What are you doing?
Can you
Can I see that real quick? Okay. We're grooming them young. This is the toy that my 3-year-old picked out from the store the other day. This is a glow-in-the-dark butcher knife with a skull handle. He would not leave without it.
He's a little serial killer early, huh?
Yeah, he just picked up my leg off on his way back to the room.
He's bye, Dad.
He was like, I want all I wanted. Dude, everything. Out of everything in the store that day, that's the one thing he picked up. Deborah was like, it's $10. He was okay, I'll pay my money. And it was.
I love it that he was like, all right.
Yep. He's like, I don't care how much it is. I'll pay $30.
How old is he now?
3.
And how old was Michael Myers when he killed his sister?
5.
Well, I'm just saying, didn't have a sister. 5. Huh? So if you want to see a good movie in theaters, go see it. If you want to watch a good movie on Netflix, I watched a really good scary movie on Netflix recently.
Let's hear it.
It was called Be Afraid.
Be Afraid.
Be Afraid. Let's do a little trip now.
So, like, Stephen King has another movie out right now on Netflix, and I can't remember the name about it.
Gerald's Game.
Yeah,
yes,
that one.
I watched that yesterday.
I want to watch that one, and then he has another one coming out. Like 1944?
Yeah.
Yep. Something like that?
Yeah.
That one looked pretty good, too.
All right. Well, I would recommend this Be Afraid movie. It was pretty decent quality B horror movie.
Yeah.
Pretty scary. Some kids get, like, they see creatures, like, and they can only see them in their peripheral visions. I don't know. It was really cool. And then, like, they're taking kids and eating them. It's wild. It was good. I highly recommend it. How was Gerald's Game, Sam?
Kind of reminded me of Doctor Who.
I mean, a lot of people are talking about it. I feel like it wasn't really like too much of a horror. It's more kind of like a
disturbing
thriller, I guess. I mean, I thought it was predictable. I would say just give it a watch, but it's nothing.
Is it kind of like Misery? That's what it kind of reminded me of.
No.
No.
I wouldn't say so.
Well, I've been on the fence about that one because you're right. It didn't look very horror-based for sure.
Yeah.
But on my watch list for this week, faux show is definitely The Cult of Chucky.
Well, I thought
you haven't seen that movie yet?
I'm going to watch
it. Just came out today.
Well, yeah.
Not today?
Unless you like, yeah. But it wasn't on Netflix before. I got on with you guys. I was going to watch it because I wanted to talk about it, but it's not on Netflix, even though they said it was going to be.
It is. I got it pulled up right now.
Okay, wait. The Cult of Chucky, is that like, which one is that one? Is that that one with the lady in the wheelchair?
Wait.
It came out today.
They put it on Netflix? No.
Yeah, it released.
Yeah, because
I literally have it right here on Netflix. New, 2017.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be a theater release.
Yeah, it's just a VOD release.
Yeah, they were gonna but they were gonna release it on Blu-ray and DVD. I mean, yeah, but it's not
they
on
did too.
But it's not on Netflix like the streaming site.
Yeah, dude, I'm about to press play on my phone
let me look again because like 2 hours.
Hit play because it's not working for me.
It's literally Cult of Chucky.
Maybe I just need to sign out or something.
Oh,
I'm showing you right now, David.
Shit.
I'm looking Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky.
I am a big no, it's there. You have to search for the whole name.
There's Cult of Chucky. Oh my god.
You have to I'm a big Child's Play fan. That's probably one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah.
Really?
And,
this conversation just took a turn.
Oh my god, I'm
in my chair.
Conversation.
Dude, okay, so this goes back to when I was like 5 years old. I can't remember exactly when the first Child's Play came out, but I was so terrified. I was so terrified of Chucky. Whenever we would go to Blockbuster, right as you walked in, the horror section was right there in front of the entrance. And Child's Play, the box for Child's Play, I think it was 2, the one with the Jack in the Box, where he had the scissors.
And he was cutting it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw that, and it would scare the shit out of me. It got so bad that, like, my parents had to cover my face as they walked in the Blockbuster, and until I walked past that, then they would take their hands off my face because I would scream and cry. And so I remember being so terrified of that. And I can't remember what age I was.
How old were you? 14?
I mean, no, not.
He was on, no, 12.
You know what? I mean, I was like, I think I was like fourth grade, I think, still, when I was freaked out by that. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But yeah, I don't remember what age I got to where I got comfortable watching it. But yeah, that's my brother's like all-time favorite like horror franchise. Like, he'll put that like kind of like Aaron. You said that you put Mean Girls on as a background movie. He puts Child's Play on all the time. Like, he'll watch that movie, all those, like all four, over and over and over again. And
that's
Now I need to text him and see if he's actually, if he noticed that came out today, because he was gonna be really excited.
That's great.
I probably watched Child's Play for the first time last year.
What? Really?
I wasn't allowed to watch movies like that as a kid, and the one that I did watch when I was in like fifth grade was Sleepy Hollow, and it terrified me. Not till when I was an adult, and we've gone back and watched a lot of old ones, but I like Child's Play a lot.
So would you let your kids watch like Chucky now?
No.
No, my kid would be too.
What's the scariest movie that they've seen that you've been like, I think this is okay?
Well, so like,
the Never Ending Story.
No, that is not a picture from my
kid. So like,
The Never Ending Story. So Riley, my older son, he's 8, and he's watched every Goosebumps episode.
Goosebumps.
Oh, no, like, so, my kiddo, like, he's scared mainly of the doll.
Yeah,
so
that's
he's
his,
like, no.
That's I like his know. Favorite episode, and it's definitely the one that terrifies him the most.
Oh, okay.
Flappy, yeah. That's like his definitely the scariest one. I
love
know,
it
like,
that that's his scariest and his favorite. I love that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I like that.
Aaron, now that you talked about Goosebumps, did you like the movie, the one with Jack Black?
Oh yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I thought it was great. Now that one, I didn't find really. It wasn't scary at all to me.
No.
Amaya loves it. She laughs so hard with Slappy.
Yeah,
she'll scream at me. She's like, she's like, Slappy's not happy.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
She'll break out laughing, but she loves watching it. Like, she'll come on, put it on Netflix. She's like, I want to watch Goosebumps. I'm like, okay. So she'll watch it over and over and over again.
I definitely didn't find that scary at all, but it was like a great trip down like nostalgia lane for sure. And like at that point too, my son had already watched all of them. And so,
have you seen that other show that he has on Netflix, The Haunting Hour or something like that? Have we talked about that?
I watched that all the time.
That one's pretty eerie. Like,
it's
That first episode, I was like, I'm going to take a step back. That doll's freaking me out. And then I finished part two and I was like, I'm done with this show. Like,
dude, that was pretty good. I was excited when I saw that because Riley is actually the one. I had never seen it when it was on. And Riley had pointed it out one day, and you've watched all those too. Those are good, though. Those were good quality storytelling.
Yeah.
They're real good.
I was impressed.
I am so excited. I cannot wait till the end of the podcast. I am going to watch Calls of Chucky right after.
I was going to watch it before, but I wasn't going to have enough time to finish it, so I'm going to watch it after. But I
all of you, because I'm waiting until tomorrow to watch it.
Tomorrow?
I don't have enough time tonight.
A lot of people have said that they hated it, but I'm like, well, it's part of the franchise. Like, what do you expect? Like, we're all older, and Chucky's not going to be as scary as it once was when they were kids.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. I think the big thing about it was how it kind of turned into horror comedy, and then they tried to do the like going back to serious mode the last movie. And I mean, the last movie wasn't that great either, but I still liked it because it was just Chucky.
Yeah.
This is.
You need to open a window or something, Sam. You're just.
I'm sorry.
Fanning the hell out of yourself.
It's really hot in this room. It gets so hot in here.
Turn your AC on.
No!
She's on never.
Not if I want to buy Halloween. It's either me sweating my balls off or buying Halloween
before. Is that kid?
Buying groceries. Oh, look at him. About the chocolate shark? Is this animal abuse now?
What?
Any last words?
That's his butcher knife.
But there's a shark on the floor. I thought he was going to chop it in half.
That's a shoe.
Oh.
That's a shoe.
That's shark.
Let's start with this. It's okay.
It's my sister-in-law's shoe, so that's why it looks like a child's shoe. Because they wear size like -2.
They were.
Yeah, I'm excited for this Chucky though too, because you were like getting to a point that I really wanted to actually touch on, David, the whole horror comedy aspect of it, because I feel like that's kind of like lost right now. It's either way too comedy-ish, like they can't find that medium ground. But I feel like Freddy Krueger, like the Nightmare Before Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street series really kind of started to define that, and then the Chucky plays into the Child's Play played into that too, and it's kind of funny to see that this one, it's like, this looks like it's borrowing heavily from the Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what, how Alex Vincent, I think is his name, the actor, the original actor from the original Child's Play.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how he does, because he hasn't been in really anything since then.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I guess I need to pay rent this month.
I didn't watch the beginning of it, and I was like, oh, look at him. And I was like, I don't know. It made me excited to finish it, so.
Yeah. So excited. So,
did you say you don't have air conditioning in your house?
Oh, my. Is this really distracting for you guys? Homer can puff on his little puff. Aaron can be
puff on my little puff.
No. No, I heard you guys mention it, but then the kid came by, and so I had checked on him real quick, and I didn't hear the
rest. I said, I mean, I don't need my air on if I open the window back up.
Oh,
I
okay. Gotcha. And you closed it.
So I was nice.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Let's close this show out with.
Already?
Yeah, already. But don't worry, we'll be back. There's how many weeks in October?
You're right.
Four.
Oh my god, can I come back and we can do like a Friday the 13th themed like episode for next week? If you think about it, let me know.
You got it. I'm on it.
It's like, I'll be busy eating. I'm on it.
I was going to say, let's close it's out with...
Not like our favorite Friday the 13th, like conspiracy or like, what do you call it? Like an urban legend or something like that? Like a myth or something? Okay, never mind. All right.
I love it that she starts and she's like, you know what? Scratch it.
Well, hold on now. I'm kind of curious. We'll talk. We'll figure it out.
You know what? We'll email your people.
We have a whole That's month.
Good. That sounds good to me. It's the most wonderful time. I'm very excited that it's Halloween time.
Yes.
Decorations definitely. Are in full effect. Sam?
Yep.
What's one of your favorite items you have picked up from Target this year?
The Target.
Gosh.
Your favorite, just one of your favorite right now. Like, what's the one that catches your eye? Like, if it helps at all, I can tell you.
I already got it.
Oh, okay.
It's the bat neon sign.
That's the same one I was going to say.
It's a good one, right?
It is a good one. Did you know that's the one I was going to say too?
I think, did you end up getting it?
I didn't. I haven't gotten it yet. They just got them in though. But I've been blindsided because then I see they have a skull too.
The light up one?
Yeah, it's in the same. I've seen people posting that it's in that same kind of thing.
I have a ghost one. I have a boo. Now I have a bat. I need this. It's a skull one, you said?
Yeah, it's a skull. It looks really cool. And I saw the ghost one. We don't have that one yet. We just have the beware, the boo, and then the bat. I finally saw it at our Target just Sunday.
Is it a white light?
It is a white light. Yeah, the skull.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. If I had to pick – well, I feel like I've already – buried the lead with this one. I think it's been my pumpkin spice mini wheat so far.
That's your favorite decor now.
That's my favorite decor item. Yep. Because I keep it on display.
You wear it as a necklace and snack on it during work. Great idea, actually.
So, I have one question for you before we officially sign off. Have you tried the Cookies and Scream M&Ms yet.
I haven't. What are they exactly?
Like, what's they're supposed to be like Cookies and Cream M&Ms, but it's Cookies and Scream. All right. We will review Halloween candy on a later episode then.
I dig it.
We'll do it. We'll bracket it out. I'll do, let's do it. We'll do
is
like
that
a,
the candy corn M&Ms?
No, fool.
I've tried those. Well, I don't know if they were different because you said they were M&Ms. I'm sorry.
No, and see, that's why I said, that's Homer, we're all, it's okay because that's why I said, what is that again? Because you never know with M&Ms.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, y'all. You ready to call that a night? It's the first Halloween episode. We didn't have a theme. Woo! No, we just had a Halloween hangout. And I know that's kind of a rip off of Sam's podcast name already, but we're going to wing it. That's what happens.
We're going to do it.
I like it.
Sam, it's great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome back.
I'm Sam.
I was looking at her dead in the eyes. Dead in the eyes was the cue right there.
I was like,
dead in the eyes. And I was like, get it, girl.
I thought Homer was going to say something additional because he came in really strong.
He really did.
It's so funny. Hey, real quick, Aaron, I texted my brother and he tells me, he's like, I was literally about to walk out of my house to go buy it. Like, I have my shoes on.
Aww. LOL.
You just saved him $20.
For real. He's like, thank God I didn't.
That's when you text him, go buy a pizza instead and bring it on over.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we didn't even talk about how it was leaked by someone and the director was pissed off about it.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah. So everyone's
I did not hear about this.
Last week, and it was like a big thing. Yeah. He tweeted, he was like, thank you for leaking my movie, blah, blah. He's like, you're just hurting the horror community, yada, yada, yada.
I was already going to put this on Netflix, but congratulations, y'all.
No, Netflix is okay because he's getting paid for that. But
yeah. I know, but it's like, real, like if it's on Netflix, why do you really need to get a legal copy of it?
Yeah, like why couldn't you just wait? Yeah.
These people. You could have literally had the movie for $8 along with a ton of other movies for a whole month.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. These people.
Unbelievable.
People?
Heartless.
These people.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the real ghouls.
Guys.
That's Sam.
She's been trying to sign off. In case you didn't know.
She's like, I'm trying to go watch this damn movie.
She said, I'm Sam, like 5 times already. So.
All right. Well, that's all you right. Then. I'm David now.
And I'm Homer, guys.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night. Welcome to Spooktober. It's not better than this, so I hope y'all had fun.
Thanks for listening. Bye.